This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, quick, what do Instagram, actress Mindy Kaling, and foam mattresses have in common? Give up? They are the subject of Katie Natopoulos' most recent column at BuzzFeed News. It's called, Is This an Ad? Katie, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about, first of all, Mindy Kaling's Instagram post.
So Mindy Kaling posted a picture of herself with a box, a cardboard box that contains a foldable Casper mattress. And she said, thanks to my friends at Casper, and also some extended joke about how she was excited for the new bed. And someone had pointed this out to me saying, is this an ad or not? I can't tell what's going on here.
Right. And you figured this was great fodder for the column. Is it an ad? Right?
Exactly.
There you go. So how'd you figure out? What'd you do?
Well, first I reached out to a representative for Mindy Kaling, and they told me that she was in production and she wasn't able to answer questions right now or do interviews, which, fair enough.
Yeah,
then I reached out to Casper, and I asked them, hey, what's going on? Was this a freebie? Was she paid? And they responded that she was not paid to post about it, but she received two free mattresses.
Wow.
After I had reached out, they had went ahead. They realized that it was a little confusing the way that she had written her Instagram post. And so they asked her to change it. So now the Instagram post says, thanks to Casper for the gift.
Okay. So Mindy Kaling can obviously afford her own mattresses, even two of them, right? So what is the – why does this matter? What's the essence of this column and your reporting on this?
Well, so the FTC has these guidelines for how social media and blog posts about freebies and ads and things like that are supposed to go. And it's a little confusing because, you know, it's not as straightforward. When you see an ad on television, you immediately know, hey, it's the commercial break in my television show. This is an ad.
Yeah.
When you're streaming through Instagram and you see a celebrity who mostly posts pictures of themselves or, you know, whatever they're doing that day, and then all of a sudden there's a picture and they have a product and you're not really sure, do they just like that product? It's confusing.
Right. You say this in the post about the Mindy Kaling ad. I mean, she posts on social about regular stuff, right? And so it's even a little more confusing.
Right. I mean, this is one of these things where the gray area is weird because it varies so much celebrity to celebrity. You know, Beyonce doesn't post about her favorite ice cream flavors. That's just not a thing Beyonce does. But Mindy Kaling does. She's someone who, like, loves to talk about, hey, I tried this thing and I love it. And that's something that normal people actually do. So that's not too weird. You know, I might say, hey, I love, you know, Schweppes ginger ale. It's my favorite soda. And that's I'm not getting paid by Schweppes for that. I just love ginger ale.
Is the disclosure when it happens usually as clear as thanks, Casper, for the gift? Or how do celebrities let us know that this is a freebie or a gift or they're being paid or whatever?
It's a little tricky. The FTC doesn't have an exact verbiage that it wants you to say. And so ideally, it would be as crystal clear as possible. You would say hashtag sponsored, hashtag ad, which you do see in some places. And that's the sort of most clear version. The idea is to make it transparent for whoever is looking at
for the casual watcher, right?
Right.
Katie Natopoulos, she writes for BuzzFeed News. Katie, thanks.
Thank you so much.